Blog Talk Radio.
Team Lion Show is on and popping tonight. Oh, the moment has arrived. R&B sensation Tommy Bell will enter Team Lion. Hey, man, get your voices ready because you can talk to her. And you can talk to me as well. But I'm going to talk to her. And we're going to talk about some big things, including some future projects that you may be interested in. I can bet that you'll be 100% interested in. So let's get it on with Tommy Bell. Because Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not. Like it or not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Let me give a special love shout-out to my Green Bay Packers. My Green Bay Packers are playing tonight on Monday Night Football, and they will take on the kind of tough Atlanta Falcons. They're struggling a little bit, but they're still a tough team. I have a message for them. This could be a trap game. Let's go out there. Let's take care of business. Let's blow these guys out. We have the talent and we can do it. Go, Pack, go. Much love to them. Much love to each and every one of you all out there from around the world, all around this great, beautiful world of ours. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of the Team Lion Show, a.k.a. Team Lion, a.k.a. Lion, better known as Like It or Not with Michael Lane. I am your host, Michael Lane, and this is Blog Talk Radio. You know how we do it. I'm so glad, and I thank you all for all of your comments and everything. You all are very, very much waiting for this show. I might as well call it an event. I mean, boy, when I made that announcement that Tommy Bell was appearing on the show, I'm telling you, people from all over started hitting me up. So I just thank you all, and I hope you all had a beautiful weekend, and what a great way to start the week off. She is a wonderful singer. She is a wonderful person. When I first played her on the show, now a lot of you all knew her already, but a lot of people were surprised that I played her music. But there are some people who, a small few that didn't know her, and fell in love, just like I did when I first heard her music. She had a number one most requested song, and this past week, she has a number two most requested song. She has taken over not the top 10, but the top 5. R&B sensation, let me tell you, just a music sensation, and an all-around talent and a beautiful person inside and out. Finally, welcoming to Team Lion, this is the one and only Tommy Bell. Hello, Tommy.
Well, hello, Mr. Michael Lane. How are you today?
I am doing great, and I am so grateful to have you on the show. It's my pleasure and my honor and privilege to have you, so I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I thank you for having me, Michael. It's an honor to be on the show. So I just want you to know that.
I want to talk to you real quick about when I first played your song. There was some, I said it earlier, but there were some people that already knew you. I mean, a lot of my listeners already knew who you were. And yet, there was some a few of my listeners who never heard of you before and fell in love instantly. And all of a sudden, all of these requests came pouring in for you and asking you, where can I follow this woman? Or where can I do this? How can I support her? The overwhelming response, can you react to that real quick, having a number one most requested song and finding myself and a number two requested song this week with Inside?
Well, I have been on the net for quite a while. I mean, I've been, you know, my followers, they're so supportive, and I love you guys, but they have been following me for a very long time. As I said, I am from Kentucky. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a native of that city, so, you know, it's, I've been just kind of rolling with it since then. I left Kentucky in, I guess, 2012, and then I moved to Atlanta, and, you know, they've just been following me on my journey with my music, and, you know, it's just been a journey, and now I'm here in Las Vegas, and I'm continuing on in that journey, and some of them have just, they've held on to me, you know, and I'm transitioning in the ministry, and they're still there, and I love you guys, and I love you for your support, and I'm going to continue to keep bringing you the best that I have, you know, pretty much how it went. You know, I've been on the internet, and I continue to keep promoting. I think that, you know, who can promote you better than you? So, you know, I've always done that, and they've continued to, you know, stay interested in, and they've connected with me, you know, and I love you for that. And words can't explain
how
I'm truly, truly grateful.
How did you get into music? What was the thing that introduced you, and what was that thing that made you say, hey, I think I can do this?
I may have been 3 or 4 years old. So I grew up around music. My mom was a singer, a very well-known local artist in Kentucky, and so I just kind of followed her.
I think we lost her. I think we lost Tony. We're going to wait for her to call back. We have some callers. We want you to hang on in there. We want you to hang on in there. She's calling from a location where it was pretty tough for her. So hopefully she can we can get right back with her on that. But I want you callers. We have callers calling. We want her. We want them to talk to her directly, and we want her to call back as soon as she can. It just dropped out a little bit. So what we're going to do is before she gets we get a hold of her, we're going to try to get a hold of her again. Right now, we want the callers to hang on in there. We're going to see what we can do here. Hold on. Let's see. Oh, wait, maybe we have her back. Hello, is that you, Tommy?
Did I lose you, Michael? I'm here. I'm so sorry. I don't know exactly what happened.
It was maybe a wrong spot hit, and it just dropped the call.
Okay. Well, I'm here now. I immediately called you back.
Oh, no,
I'm
problem.
So sorry,
it is all to the good. Now, I just want to ask you, we're going to talk about your future projects in just a minute. We have some callers. We will deal with them as well in just a moment. But I want to ask you, you just are one big bundle of talent. Can you tell me can you give us some of your main musical influences, the ones that really stick out to you, the first that comes to mind?
I think the first that comes to mind probably would have been Mary J. Blige, because, you know, growing up as a teenager, when I really really took on the liking for wanting to be a singer, you know, it's just my main profession. That was who was out, you know, in the early part of the 90s in my teenage years. I'm not going to say how old I am, but she was one big ball of fire back then, and you know, that's where I was mainly inspired. But as I got older and I started to take a liking to jazz R&B, you know, that's where Phyllis Hyman really stepped in, and I just had a real respect for her as an artist, and I think that she was just was shown, you know, and it was through her music. So I'm definitely inspired more so by Phyllis Hyman because of just the whole story in itself, you know, with her. So.
Unbelievable. That's what's up. I love that. You know, Tony, we're going to deal with so many of your stuff. We're going to talk about your music. We're going to listen to some of your music. And we're going to also have a conversation with the callers. We have a caller. We have a couple of callers coming in. We had one more. The call dropped. So you all can call back. Let me give you all the number to call in, okay? Everyone who wants to talk to you from all around the world, you can talk to the lovely Toni Bell at area code 347-826-9357. That's from all around the world. Area code 347-826-9357. And you can talk to the one and only, yes, Toni Bell has entered Lion. And we have a caller right now. Hello, caller. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, you're on the air with Michael Lane and Toni Bell.
Hello? Hi.
You want to say hello to Toni Bell?
Hello?
Okay,
hello,
we're having a little difficulty. Maybe that caller can call back. Maybe some kind of hearing problem there with the phone line. Let's try here, 678 area code. Like it or not, you're on the air with Michael Lane and Toni Bell.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air with Toni Bell.
I don't know what's going on. Can anybody hear us?
Oh, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air. You want to say anything to singer Toni Bell?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Tommy. This is Sonia in Atlanta. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
Well, I just want to say personally, Tommy had an effect on my life with the music when I first met her. Her music to me is phenomenal, and ever since I've met her, she's just brought such great joy to my life as well as my daughter. And the music is just so inspirational that it does something to me, and every time I get a chance to see her, I try to get there.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Who are you?
Sonia and Mahogany in Atlanta.
Sonia, hi.
Yes.
Sonia, my love.
Yes, I love you, and we miss you so much, but your music is wonderful.
I love you too, Sonia. And tell Miss Mahogany I said hi. That's my niece. And I love you guys, and I thank you for being so supportive, because Miss Sonia has definitely been very supportive. And the last show that I had in Atlanta, you were there, and I most graciously appreciate you. I'm glad that you called in, and I love you, and I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. I go on YouTube, and I listen to your music. I listen to it every time I get a chance. I'm always looking for something new.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Sonia. I'm going to keep you posted. Anything else that comes out, I promise, I got you. I'll keep you posted on what's going on here in Las Vegas.
I know you will, and you know I'm a big follower.
Yeah. Well, I love you for that. I appreciate it.
All right.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Miss Mahogany.
You too.
Hi.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Thank you, Sonia. Much love to
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, let's see if we can get this one more call in. We tried to get this caller in earlier. Let's see if this caller is still on. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. You're live on the air with Toni Bell.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
I'm not. Am I on the radio?
Yes, you are. You're on the radio with Michael Lane and Toni Bell.
Hi, Tommy. This is Bernetta calling.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. I wanted to call you and congratulate you on your success and your marriage. And may God bless you in your endeavors and in your family. And I've been following you for a long time, since the 4th of July in, what, 97, 96?
Yes. God bless you. Thank you.
I wanted to make sure that I spoke with you on Like It or Not. We're also friends, so I had to make sure that I got two phones going for you, girl.
God bless you. I thank you so much for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, I had to call in and talk to you and you know, and give you your blessings and acknowledgement.
No, well, likewise. God bless you. I appreciate you, sister. You know that I do. I'll keep you posted on what's coming up next. I'm going to talk about some of the stuff I have going on, so just, you know, just stay with me. Don't leave me.
Oh, you know I'm not going. You know I ain't going nowhere, girl. We there until.
Oh, I love you. Thank you.
I love you too, Tommy. You take care, okay?
Okay, you too. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, caller. Much love to you. We have. Wow. Let's see if we can try this one more time. This number from the 414. Area code. Okay, one more time. Like it or not, you're on the air. You're live on the air. This is Michael Lane and Tommy Bell. Do you have anything to say to Tommy?
Well, you know, I said I had two phones going, so I'm going to hang this up because I just spoke with Tommy. I had two phones to make sure I spoke with her. Okay. All right.
Okay.
God bless y'all. Have a good one.
God bless you. You too.
All right. God
Thank
bless
you. Wow. That's wonderful.
All right, this is beautiful. Now, you know, Tommy, the love that you receive is well worth it because of your beautiful talent and the message that you're getting. It is, you know, the message that you're giving and how much you're giving of yourself. You know,
sometimes I feel
the spirit.
I give a lot.
within your music. I want to talk to you about finding myself. We're going to spend a little bit of that finding myself. Can you kind of like bring that into a personal level, explain how finding myself came to you on a personal level, how you deal with that song, how you interpret it?
Well, with finding myself, it's definitely on the personal level, you know, because it's such a touching song, not just for the world, but for myself as well, because I just feel like life is definitely a journey. You know, we have to move around to find where we need to be, and it's really where Christ is, you know, and I feel like I moved around, and I just finding myself was inspirational to me, because as I was writing it, I was talking about, you know, it started right then. In my life at that moment, I felt like it was time for me to make some changes. And God willing, those changes did occur. You know, that song really transitioned me into my calling. My calling is ministry, but it's through song, but it's for a higher calling. And it definitely took me onto a whole nother level. It was a dream that I had, but it took me into a bigger dream, and that's with Christ. It's always bigger. So when I started to write that song, I actually wrote it with a friend of mine. He kind of was an inspiration for me as well. But, you know, when I started writing that song, I just felt like at that moment I was living my life. I was in the prime of with my career and what I was doing musically. But I wanted more. And I felt like at that time, you know, I still wasn't happy with where I was. And I know that, you know, there was a relationship that I had with God that I wanted to take to the next level. And, you know, I don't mean to get spiritual, but it all boils down to Him. Nothing goes on without Him, you know, and without Him, I'm nothing. So finding myself was that journey that I had to take. And I actually took that journey, and now I'm in the prime of finding myself. I'm right in that moment at that time right now, and I'm so grateful that it inspired other people to just step outside of where you're at, that comfort zone, that complacency that you have, and just reach out and really find where you need to be, because some of us think where we're at that moment is where we're supposed to be. But sometimes God wants to elevate us, and we get complacent, and we don't get an opportunity, and we miss out on a whole season because what we think in the flesh is not what God thinks in spirit. So it definitely took me where I needed to be, and so the higher calling is with where I am now, and I'm glad that I wrote that song. I'm glad that it touched the world, and I'm grateful to you, Michael, for playing it for me, and I'm grateful for everybody that has listened in and downloaded it, and I'm just so full of gratitude for it. Yes.
That's beautiful how that come together, and believe me, you can get spiritual up in here is no problem, because I tell you, when I first heard it and I had to play it in front of my staff, I was moved to tears.
Oh.
It was a very emotional song, very spiritual. We felt the power of that song and the message of it. It was just absolutely beautiful. So, you know, actually, we thank you for letting God move you in a very special way. And this is just the beginning for you. On the other side, we're going to talk to these people about your future plans, because this is about to go down, Tommy. So we're gonna have you introduce Finding Myself, okay?
All right. Well, you're listening to SmackTongue.com with Michael Lane up in here with the Like It or Not show with myself, Miss Tommy Bell. I like Tommy Bell. It's actually Tommy Bell, but I like Tommy Bell, you know. So this song right here is called, it's okay, because you gave me an idea. Tommy Bell, right here. You're listening to Finding Myself right here on SmackTongue.com.
Finding my
Like It or Not with Michael Lane. That's how we do it. You know, we're here with Tommy Bell. I'm so sorry for the mispronounce. But it sounds good, don't it, Tony? But with the beautiful Tommy Bell, the R&B sensation, that was the number one most requested song of that show. Finding Myself, one of the most requested songs of the year. And we will have a year-end countdown in a couple of weeks. And we might as well say it. We will definitely find that song in that countdown. Now, Tommy, talk to you about your future projects. What is going down with you?
I personally wanted to give a shout to my producer, Mr. Lou Maine. He's from the West Coast in California.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Yes. You've been doing for a while now, and I love you, and I just appreciate everything that you've done for me and my enhanced my career, you know, and with the music. He's produced quite a few of the tracks that you hear coming from me, from When You Get Right Down to the re-recorded songs of Still a Timing, to Finding Myself, to Dream, you know, just it goes on, you know, and I just appreciate him. And he's the baddest. If you're looking for him, look online. Lewling Jr., the baddest, one of the baddest producers on the West Coast. I would consider personally myself the baddest. So just a special shout-out to him. Future projects, well, I'm with two different choirs now. God said, you coming looking for me? I'm going to get you. I'm going to have you busy. So I'm in two different choirs. I'm actually a part of the James Cleveland Gospel Choir here, GMWA, which is Gospel Music Workshop. I'm actually on the board, the chapter, the board there with Reverend Spencer B. White, which is the national executive of the chapter representative on that board. I have two shows coming up, and I'm also with the Las Vegas Mass Choir. I just recently became the newest member of the Las Vegas Mass Choir, which we do stay busy. So, isn't that great? I like
That's
my choir.
Beautiful.
Honestly, we get down too. You know, we don't just perform in like at the like at the church. It's it's out in the dark places. We go to clubs, we go to lounges, and I think that it's great to be able to carry the message. You know, not just in those other those church places. We go to the dark the spots that's dark.
Come on
now. So yeah. So my next show actually is the 13th, which is at the Heartland Mansion at 7 o'clock. That's with the Las Vegas Mass Choir. I do have tickets for that. You can inbox me if you would like tickets. General tickets are $35, and VIP, which includes, I think it's a meet and greet with the choir. Those tickets are $45. And then I'll be at Magical Forest on December 15th. 15th at 7:30. That's with the James Cleveland Gospel Choir. So I'm definitely busy, and I'm getting ready to go back and start recording as well. I've been writing some music, like I said, with the move, and I've recently got married, so there's been just a lot of personal stuff going on as well, that's kind of set me back a little bit with recording. But
congratulations.
I'm still in there. Thank you so much. Yeah, and my husband's actually, he is a pastor, so God has just completely shifted my life in this direction that, and that's the calling, that's the dream, that's where the dream comes from. So I'm grateful for that. I can still use my talent, but I can use that for Christ and still perform. And, my fans are supportive of me no matter what I'm singing. If it's a blues song, they're going to love me regardless, and I love you guys for that. Thank you so much for just sticking with me,
That is so beautiful. And
also my ministry. I have a ministry.
Sometimes you wonder, how do people get so big and successful? And now I know, especially listening to you, if you keep your feet deeply rooted and grounded in Jesus, things will just open up.
Yeah.
More than we ever even hope or dream. I never thought that this show, just like you, I never thought that this show would take off like it did. But it didn't actually at first. But when I planted my feet in Christ and said, this is what I need to do, and that's why finding myself touched me so much. It just did something to my soul, because I actually found myself, and Christ helped this show propel, and hopefully I can, this show can just go as high as your career has gone.
It will. Trust me, it will. All you have to do, like you said, is just keep your feet solid and keep your eyes to the sky. Keep your head up and not down. Sometimes we think that as far as we can go is what we think, but God wants to take us further than that. And we just have to keep reaching out. We have to keep, you know, stay grounded, and we have to stay rooted, and we have to stay in the Word, you know, and we have to utilize those situations in our lives as tests, you know, testimonies. Those tests that you go through are not always for Satan. It's for God's glory. Your story is His glory. So when you think it's all about Satan, it's never been about him. Sometimes God just wants to strengthen us for the journey, you know. So I had to understand that, you know, Satan don't have that kind of power over me. God is doing some things and shifting things around for His glory, you know. So, and you're definitely going to make it. You're going to do good. You're going to do good. I feel I have a good feeling about this, Michael.
Thank you so much. And you know, we're going to close out in just a minute, but I do have a personal testimony about you and your music. Your music, in a point, when I first heard your music, I was very ill. I was going through something, and my body was, you know, being attacked, and I was dropping pounds very rapidly, and the doctors told me that they found something on my liver and on my pancreas, and they were going to test and see if it was cancerous. And at the same time, I was very sick, and I was losing so much weight, and not doing my show, and wondering if I will continue on in life. And all of a sudden, I ran into you, and I bumped into you. It was just that how God moved. And I ran to the first song I ever heard from you was Finding Myself. And that song, it touched me, and it gave me so much faith that I knew that I was going to overcome what was going on. And ever since then, I've gained weight. I'm eating now. Sometimes people have to stop me from eating, but I couldn't eat. And now everything has turned around. My strength is coming back. And that was the road I believe the Lord led to you and your music to minister to me. So it's a personal thing with me as well, not just being a fan, not just being a friend, but also having you being utilized by the Holy Spirit to minister to so many people, including myself.
I appreciate that, Michael. God, that touches me. I'm wrong with you. You're bringing me to tears, brother. Don't do that. It's too early in the day. No. Seriously, but you know, you're just one of 100, you know, people that I've actually spoke with that has said that, and I didn't know that when I recorded that song that it would be so moving like that. But you know, Michael, it moves me. When I go back and listen to it, I get, when that bridge comes, I'm living my life. I choke up, man. I can't even listen to it myself, brother. I can't even listen to it myself. It gets me every time. And if that's what it takes, you know, God has some of us connected through spirit. We don't have to know each other. We don't see God, but we know He's there. You know, I am always going to be here. And if there's anything else, you know, that I, you could play of mine that moves you, just keep playing it. You don't have to pay for it. A lot of my music is free download. Whatever I can do, you know, I'm always wanting to be, I'm a humanitarian person. I guess that's an Aquarius in me, but I'm a humanitarian, and I just believe in making a difference. And if my music is helping you get better, God bless you, man. And I pray that you continue to get better, and your journey it takes you where you want to go. You know, God will give you what your heart desires, but he has to strengthen us to get us there. And sometimes it takes us being broke down to be rebuilt. So we have to be prepared for that. Stop fussing about it and just suck it in. And if you trust him, you know, that's all that matters is the trust, you know, that you have for him. And I'm grateful that you're alive today and you're breathing and you're eating and whatever, you know, and you're getting back what you, you know, you're getting back up there like you need to be. And if I can inspire you, man, I can continue to put those kind of songs out. And I'm trying to do that. I really am, you know, and I'm going to continue as long as I have breath in my body, I'm going to continue to keep trying to inspire it. Because this world is so corrupt right now, Michael, and, you know, we have to keep our eyes to Christ right now. That's what it's all about. It can't be any worse. I mean, it's like we're living in hell right here on earth, you know, but my safety it comes from him, so I feel safe when I go to sleep at night because I know that I have him in my life. So I encourage you to just continue to keep standing tall, man, with your business and keep doing your thing on the, you know, I feel real good about what you're doing, man, and I think that everything's going to work out for you, honestly.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tommy. One more thing. I know we're running out of show, but I just want to personally thank you, and I just love you. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I just wish
Likewise.
You continued success. Can you tell the fans out there, those of you who are just listening, some of you are listening to the show for the first time, can you tell them where they can follow you and support you?
Well, I have so much going on online, it's ridiculous. It's to the point where you can just basically go into Google and just put TOMIBELL, and you will see at least 2 to 3 pages of things come up, from SoundCloud to Rebirth Nation, Vandalism, you know, all of the websites I'm on, including my own, which is artist.com, Tommy Bell. You can go on there and check out my fan pages on Facebook. I have a fan page. I even have a ministry page called Dream Ministry if you want to follow my journey with my, you know, with the gospel and the choirs and everything like that. I try to keep some of that separate because I still have my Tommy Bell fans and with music, but then the ministry, you know, those pages are, you know, some of the stuff that's being shared online, it's very inappropriate. I'm just going to just throw that out. And I don't know how I got connected or somebody that I'm connected to that crap. So I have to just, there's a new page I have. Only a few people can, you know, that I trust, that I know that, you know, I can put them on there. But basically, the only way to find me is through my name, Tommy Bell. You can go online anywhere you're at, from your phone to your computer, laptop, iPad, whatever. Just type my name in and you'll see me. You'll see images. You'll see videos. You can go to YouTube. I have several videos. So it's not hard to find me at all. And I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate the support, comments, posts, and everything. I appreciate everybody that I've worked with in music, and anybody, any DJs that's playing my music. God bless you. I appreciate you. And the best is yet to come. You have not heard the last from me, of the least. You have not heard the last. I promise you that I'm going to continue to keep bringing you great music. And I thank you, Michael, for having me on your show.
I thank you. And we're going to have to do this again and again and again.
Absolutely.
All right. The wonderful, the lovely, the beautiful, and the anointed Tommy Bell. Hey, I love each and every one of you all, man. Don't forget to join me on tomorrow night. Oh, man, it's what a beautiful show, what a moving show. And I just thank you all, and I love you all for joining us, the wonderful Tommy Bell, and all of the callers. I love you, each and every one of you all. Please stay connected with this anointed woman and go and grow, not just musically but spiritually. And I just love all of you all. I love her, and I wish her the best and her family. And until next time, this is your boy, Michael Lane. I'm going to close out with how about Inside? We already played Finding Myself, but how about Inside? Okay, so let's get inside. And I just love each and every one of you all. And until next time, don't forget, man, don't forget that no matter how I bring it, it's going to be real because it is all me. like it or not. On behalf of Tommy Bell, Smack Tongue Radio, Blog Talk Radio, good night. God bless you all.
Have you ever had a spiritual connection with someone? Something so deep, you just can't explain it. Well, I'ma try. There is something that I wanna tell you.
Have you ever